Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line is political strategist Carl Calabrese. We're talking about David Bellavia's decision made yesterday, made public yesterday, I should say, Carl, because he said he knew for a long time exactly what he was going to do. How does this shake up the race that's already been ongoing?
Well, it opens it up to, I think, a real Republican Donnybrook, something you don't see very often, Brian. Democrats do primaries almost naturally. It just comes with being a Democrat. Many, many times the primary decides the election. It's over with by primary day. Republicans don't do them as often and just not used to them. So we're going to see something we normally don't see, a real open Republican primary with lots of A-list candidates. Stay tuned. I think it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, it does kind of open the door for, are you expecting more people to get in? Obviously, I think most people are expecting Stefan Mihailu to jump in, but after that, does David not running open the door for anyone else who was thinking about it?
It does. Assemblyman Steve Hawley has been thinking about it, so he may get in. So you may very well have, we already have Jacobs, Senator Jacobs in the race, already have Senator Ort, you have Beth Parlato, the attorney. I would think that there's a pretty good bet that Stefan Mihailu will get in. If Steve Hawley gets in, that's a five-person race. It could be six, but five makes it very interesting in terms of how many votes you need to win. And, in a primary, a special election, you've got all kinds of things going on here with this seat between now and Election Day 2020.
So now that David's out, who do you see as the new front runner for Republicans?
That's tough to say right now because you've got so many A-list candidates. That's how I rank them. Let's assume Stefan Mihailu gets in and Steve Hawley gets in. All of them are what I would call A-list candidates for the following reason. They are incumbents. They have proven they can run a campaign, organize a campaign, raise money, and win elections. So that makes it very interesting. Beth Parlato is the X factor here because she's never run for anything before, so it's kind of tough to rate or judge her at this point because we haven't seen what she looks like on the campaign trail. She may also be an A-list candidate once we see her in action, but so I'm kind of holding judgment on how she ranks in the lineup, but you've got a lot of A-list candidates. They've already started raising money. First of all, remember, if there's a special election in April, the party chairs, the eight party chairs, will designate a candidate. Erie County is a big player in that scenario because it's got 40% of the weighted vote. If you have two Erie County candidates in the race, the new county chair, Carl Simith, is in a bit of a bind. He's got two favorite sons, he's going to pick a favorite. We'll see how that plays out. And then even after that special election, you've got a primary in June, which anybody can then get into. So there may be a number of steps here before you actually get to deciding who your member of Congress is going to be in November of 2020.
Do you see, so if somebody is chosen to run as a Republican in that special election, if you're one of these candidates and you are not the person picked, do you see that being, is that it for you, or are you just saying, all right, well, we'll run again in a primary?
They've raised a lot of money. You're not going to spend a lot of money getting the designation of the eight county chairs, right? I mean, that's going to be an inside baseball kind of thing. And so if you're not happy with the choice and you think you're the better candidate, you've got a big war chest, it's a wide open race in the primary in June.
All right. Are you surprised? We heard this morning already there's an attack ad running against Chris Jacobs for this race. I mean, we are over a year away from a general election. Now, obviously a lot closer to something like someone being chosen by a party chair, but are you surprised that this early you're already seeing those type of attack ads?
It's the political process has been moving up election cycle to election cycle. It gets earlier and earlier. So I'm really not surprised, but I haven't seen the ad yet. But, you know, you've got people and groups with money. They're trying to get their footing. They're trying to define the candidates before that candidate can define himself. It's a tactic, a strategy used often in politics. And so this is the new reality, I guess, that campaigns never end. They almost begin the day after Election Day for the next cycle, and get used to it.
What do you make of from the day he entered the race? Chris Jacobs has been the only Republican who's been subject to, whether it's this newest attack ad or just other candidates or someone like Stefan Mihailu, who isn't completely in the race, lobbing attacks at them. What does that say about Jacobs' campaign?
Well, it says that people see him as a very strong contender. And I'll tell you, Brian, he has raised just on a incredible amount of money. I believe it's over $700,000 already. So if you're looking at that at this early stage of the race, you're saying, boy, if we don't slow this train down, we're going to get rolled over by it. So I think that's what's going on here.
So it's almost like a compliment.
Oh, no question. No question.
All right. Anything else you're seeing when it comes to David's announcement? You know, he says he's focused now on an expanded role with the Army. Is this door now completely shut for him if he sits out this whole election cycle? Or is there a future where years down the line you can see him jumping back in easily?
Anything is possible. I'm old enough to remember Richard Nixon saying in 1963, you won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore. Everybody thought he was done. No, he certainly could come back someday. I mean, once he fulfills his commitment to the Army, there may come a time in the future where he just decides that this particular phase of his life has reached its shelf life and it's time to move on. Remember, this district is going to be redistricted after the 2020 census, and it may look totally different than it does now. It may not be nearly as Republican as it is now. It may be a very competitive district. And it may be represented by a Democrat for a while, and the party may look at a David Bellavia somewhere down the road and say, hey, you're our strongest candidate, your life has changed, you'd like to do something different. The power of that Medal of Honor will never wear off, ever. And if he decides sometime 2 years, 4 years, 6 years down the road, he's a young man, that he wants to get into political life, I'm sure the party would welcome him with open arms at the right time with the right seat.
All right, Carl, we always appreciate the insight. That's Carl Calabrese, political strategist, joining us live as David Bellavia says he is not running for Congress.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.